Jazz music had been spread about some by traveling musicians. Now the whole country, and indeed the rest of the world, could hear and respond to it. It was very popularly received. Strangely, Nick LaRocca claimed that white musicians, and white musicians only, had created this new music, and that the black musicians had copied and stole from whites. This opinion is completely incomprehensible and indefensible, and some scholars have attributed it to the negative perception of Italian Americans at this point in American history. Perhaps, the scholars conjecture, LaRocca was disrespecting the only race considered inferior to Italian American immigrants at that time, the African Americans. It may be hard for us to understand today, but Italian immigrants were held in great disdain in this country from the late 1800s through the early 1900s, even in a city traditionally as racially tolerant as New Orleans. And so again, we see racism rearing its ugly head. One of the most highly regarded New Orleans leaders and cornetists was Joe King Oliver. King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band was one of the most highly respected New Orleans ensembles. The group's ensemble blend, using a concept called collective improvisation, which we will discuss in our next show, and the balance of the fine solos is much admired. It is some of the earliest recorded music we have of New Orleans style. King Oliver recorded this in 1923, about 5 years after the original Dixieland Jazz Band made their first recording. The subtlety of this ensemble, particularly in contrast to the original Dixieland Jazz Band, is stunning. The clarinetist Garvin Bushell had this to say about Oliver's band. "I was very impressed with their blues and their sound. The trumpets and clarinets in the East had a better legitimate quality, but their sound touched you more. It was more expressive of how the people felt." Oliver had in his employ a young second cornetist named Louis Armstrong. Though not Armstrong's first recorded solo on this track, we do hear him play the lead in the ensemble from about 110 to 126. Following that, the muted cornet solo by King Oliver is exceptional, and it was widely imitated for decades after. So here's King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band playing Mr. Oliver's composition, Dippermouth Blues. Thank you. The music had dispersed from New Orleans up the river to Chicago, into California, through the South and Midwest, and of course to New York. Let's turn our attention to the New York jazz pianist. James P. Johnson, who we heard earlier accompanying Bessie Smith, was one of the first great jazz pianists, one of the first stride piano masters. He was from New Jersey. The East Coast had a burgeoning